look for ways to identify with the customer. We got to ask some questions. Now, you don't get on the phone with a customer, call them up and say what you're going to say and get into it, and then say to them, tell me, do you have any kids? You know, it's got to work its way in. You know, you got to kind of work to learn more about the customer. You have to work it in, and you can tell them about yourself. You know, God, I'm tired. My youngest got up last night, you know. So now that's the way of informing them that you have children. And they say, oh, yeah, well, I know. Yeah, my kids are the same. You know, so now, you have children too. Now you can start asking them generally, if you got kids and they got kids, that's an area of commonality that you could identify with a customer. If you have an RV or a motorhome and you go here or there, or you go to Florida, you know, you just start finding out stuff about the customers. That's how you start developing this area of commonality, which is so important, common ground. The more common ground you have, the better it is to connect with customers. And those common ground areas are so important. They go to the same church as you. They, you know, they just got divorced and you just got divorced or whatever. You know, there's areas, whatever they are, they can be fantastic. And you want to know about them as best you can. And you want to put them in the database. This person is from a small town. This person rides horses. This person does that or whatever. And that can be really helpful. Please never argue with a customer. Just please don't ever do it. And if you do, you want to apologize to the customer. You want to create an atmosphere of we sharing. We're going to fix this. You know, how can we fix this? So you want to get those words. How can we do this? You know, I know you want to buy this car, Sharon. And I understand about finances today. It's very tough. So why don't we sit down and why don't we figure out how we can make this happen? You know, and then, you know, you just start talking about it, you know, and you're thinking, I can't figure this out. There's no way to figure it out. Is that the Wheel of Fortune? That's the Wheel of Doom. You got to have the Wheel of Fortune. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. And maybe you can't figure it out. Maybe it can't be figured out. But let's sit down side by side and figure it out. And you'd be amazed at how often you can figure something out. Give customers status. If you're going to interrupt them, you got to ask permission. Melissa, can I interrupt you just a second here on that? I think we might have something about that or, you know, whatever. So we're gonna ask permission. We're not going to just interrupt the customer when they're telling us, sir, I'm an engineer. That's an interruption, isn't it? Not only that, it's like telling a customer, shut up, you know. So we're going to ask permission to interrupt them. And you're going to tell customers something personal about you. Like, sounds like you're from Georgia. You know, I was there, you know, whatever. So, you know, I've had people tell me, John, my personal life is my personal life. You're in the wrong business. If you're in customer service, you know, I'm not talking about anything that's unethical or immoral. Right? We're just going to kind of tell them something about what's going on in our lives. Otherwise, I could be dealing with a computer. I'm not a computer. You know, I'm a person. I've got stuff going on in my life, and I'm going to tell you about it. Not the deepest, darkest secrets or whatever, but hopefully I don't have any of those. But I'm going to tell them something personal about me every time I get a chance. Work that in. Every time you're talking to customers, you want to use a yes or an okay. So they start telling you stuff. Yes. Yes. Okay. As they're speaking, you're just throwing it in. Yes. That proves that you're still connected. Today, half the time on my cell phone, I'm talking for a half hour. And, you know, and am I still connected? You know, I don't know, you know, for sure. So you don't want the customers worrying if they're still connected. And that's why you're going to say, yes, fine, I see, okay, those sort of things. You're not going to say no on a phone to a customer ever. We're going to use the Mr. or Mrs. as often as we can. Unless, like, you know, like Sharon, I think, called me on the phone yesterday and said, hey, this is Sharon or something. You know, well, if they say, if they say, hey, this is Sharon, I'm going to say Sharon. You know, but if they say, you know, my name is Garrett Ross, is probably going to be, well, Mr. Ross or whatever, you know, you're going to, until they say, well, call me Garrett or whatever, you know, that's fine. We're going to be as respectful as possible. Now, this one that I've got underlined and capitalized here, repeating back the customer's words. This is so important, so important. Here's how that works. Johnny comes home and he fell through a plate glass window on the way home at one of the stores near your house. And severed his right arm, and you know, he had to get a whole bunch of stitches and so on and so forth. And his arm's, you know, numb and everything like this, and it nearly fell off. And he comes home, and he says, Mom, I got hurt and I cut my arm and fell through a plate glass window and, you know, some of that glass is still in my back and stuff like this. And the mom goes, okay, well, your room is all nasty looking and you need to get upstairs and it's time for dinner here and so on and so forth. Come on. That doesn't work, does it? No. So what would work? Oh, Johnny, you fell through a plate glass window and a glass went right through your arm and you had to get stitches and oh my God, and you still have glass in your back. What is the mom doing?
Empathy.
Empathy. Repeating back. Repeating back. So how do you apply that to business? Well, you apply it to business very easily.